With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Underage drinking rates in Wisconsin are slowly dropping, though at a much slower rate than the national average. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says it's seen success with the small talks method. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
Underage drinking is becoming less popular. Between 2019 and 2021, underage drinking rates dropped about 7 percentage points nationally. But Wisconsin's rate only dropped 4 percentage points during that same time period. Allison Weber is the multicultural coordinator in the Bureau of Prevention, Treatment, and Recovery at the Department of Health Services. She says Wisconsin's culture around heavy drinking is an added challenge.
You model this behavior and they think it's okay.
Weber says you can't always control others' behaviors around your children, but you can control yours. It's one of the reasons the state started the Small Talks Initiative. The idea is to have short, quick conversations with kids about the risks of drinking. Weber says it's less intimidating than a big scary talk.
We promote having these talks when you're sitting with your kids at the drive-thru, when you're, you know, sitting on the couch watching TV, when you're driving them to sports practice, or, you know, those little moments when you have time with your child and hopefully their undivided attention.
DHS has some talking points and resources available online. We have a link at WXPR.org. One of Weber's favorite questions is asking what kids are seeing in the media around drinking. Deglamorizing alcohol in TV shows and movies can encourage kids and teens to not drink. Weber says that extends to real-life role models as well.
Children see their parents and caregivers as role models, so they're going to model the behavior that they see in front of them. So really informing parents about that and asking them maybe to change their habits a little bit if they're drinking in front of their kids. Often have parties that have non-alcoholic beverages. Go to non-alcoholic beverage events. You know, if you're having a drink, maybe wait until after the kids go to bed, or not, you know, don't drink excessively, obviously. But we have lots of talking points on all of those things on the website.
DHS encourages parents and guardians to start having these small talks with kids starting at age 8. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Wisconsin universities struggle with funding. During a visit to Stevens Point, UW System President Jay Rothman hoped to see improved state funding.
Every other state around us is in the top 10. Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and Michigan are all in the top 10. Wisconsin's in the bottom 10 in terms of state support for its public university system.
They hope more state funding will be included in the next budget, allowing a move away from tuition dependency. That would open avenues for more students and families in Wisconsin to attend. That budget request is coming in the form of a request for an increase of $457 million annually in state funding. UWSP Chancellor Thomas Gibson.
We are trying to position our institutions to serve more students in the communities in which we reside. So this budget request will position us to do just that and so much more.
It's not just about tuition. Another concern is being able to provide the right resources and benefits to increase retention of both students and staff.
We recognize to retain talent, we need to be able to provide competitive salaries. And in absence of that investment, I worry that we will lose talent to neighboring states and beyond.
The Board of Regents approved requesting more funding last week. That request now goes to Governor Tony Evers, who will be submitting his budget proposals to the legislature. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Public comment is ending for a permit needed for a high-profile oil pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. Opponents, including tribal voices as well as supporters, have laid out a recent organizing efforts ahead of the application decision. Mike Moen reports.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will eventually decide on an environmental permit sought by Canadian firm Enbridge to reroute a section of its Line 5 pipeline around the Bad River Reservation. Tribal leaders have been engaged in a legal fight with the company over its existing line, which currently covers 12 miles of reservation land. Earth Justice attorney Gussie Lord represents the tribe and says the new plan fails to ease concerns.
We know that this reroute is not a solution, it's a full solution to the dangers of the current pipeline. In fact, it really extends the dangers of the pipeline and increases the threat of a devastating oil spill, both to the Bad River Reservation's watershed and Lake Superior watershed.
Her group and other environmental organizations say more than 150,000 comments are being submitted that reflect these concerns. A separate coalition of labor, business, and agricultural groups says it gathered roughly 14,000 signatures in support of the reroute. Ahead of public comment closing tomorrow, the coalition sent a letter arguing the construction would be a big economic win, with the new line aiding regional propane supplies. While some supporters tout the potential jobs and related benefits, Jason Wilhite with the outdoor apparel company Patagonia contends any major spill could harm water recreation and all the business activity it creates.
Put simply, a rupture of the Line 5 pipeline would have a devastating impact on our regional economy.
In an emailed statement, Enbridge says it's committed to extensive protective measures to minimize and mitigate project impacts. Tribal advocates say they're especially worried about the potential effect on wild rice beds. It's not clear when the Army Corps of Engineers will decide on the application. Other permits are needed for the proposed reroute. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
A man spent hours yelling for help after being hurt in a crash in Shawnee County. The 68-year-old man from Gresham was driving west on Highway 29 at 3 a.m. Wednesday when his vehicle went off the road. It then slid down an embankment and into the Wolf River. The man was severely injured. He told police he spent several hours laying in the river yelling for help. The area is secluded and no one responded. A fisherman finally turned up after 8:30 and called for help. The victim was hospitalized and crews shut down the westbound lanes of the highway while they removed the vehicle. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.